Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy Virtual Conference, designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Well, hello, and thank you so much for spending this time with me today. I am thrilled to be able to speak into your life today and hopefully help transform your life today. I am Wendy Lyon, known as the Financial Lyon, and today I am here to help you break free from your money blocks, how to rewire your mind so that you can live the life that you desire and that you deserve. Now, I don't ever believe in presenting a problem without presenting the solution. So I'm going to take you through five simple steps, and we're going to talk about how you get your money blocks and how you can get rid of your money blocks, as I said, so you can live the life that you deserve. And you know, most people think that their financial destiny is determined by the type of job that you have, what you earn, how you manage your money, how you grow your money. But your financial destiny is shaped by something far more powerful, and that is your mind. So today, I'm going to help you understand what keeps you blocked, how you can eliminate those blocks, and how you can have financial freedom. Freedom in every area of your life, not just financially. So I want to tell you that your money script was written before you could even walk. Between the ages of 0 and 7, we're in a theta stage, and we absorb everything that we hear, what we see, conversations that took place around us, and our brain interprets these all as facts. They're not facts, but our brain thinks that they are. So they form these facts in our mind and in our subconscious, and our subconscious determines 97% of what we do throughout the day. Our subconscious mind is like this invisible engine driving everything that we do. So how do some of these blocks come in? Well, there's generational blocks, right? Oh, our family's poor. We've always been poor, so we're just going to be poor. You inherited patterns from our parents. With my family, it was either feast or famine. My father had his own construction company. And when I was only one, he had won this huge contract. We moved to Florida, to Boca Raton, and he was going to build a whole town named after my mom. And all the streets were going to be named after my brothers and sisters. We had a limousine. We had, you know, the house on the Intracoastal Waterway, blah, 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 all this fun stuff, right? Then a huge recession hit. We moved back to Massachusetts, and my father was making like $137 a week. We lived in a house called Peeling Manor because all the paint was peeling off of it, and starting from scratch. Now, how do you think that affected my mindset? Money doesn't stay. Money's hard to come by. Even if you make a lot of money, you're still not safe. The world could still pull the rug out from under you. So these are all the things that were imprinted on my mind. And let me tell you, it's taken a lot to get rid of them. Some other things that affect a scarcity mindset is trauma, loss, instability. And as if it weren't enough that I had already experienced the feast or famine mentality from just growing up, when I was still young, now of course I'm a little older because I had children by now, but my husband died in a motorcycle accident when he was only 24. And we had 2 little girls, just 1 and 3, and a whopping $20,000 of life insurance. He had a term insurance policy, you know, that you get free from your job. And that insurance represented 6 months of his income. So just for easy math, if he was making $40,000 a year, and say he was going to retire at 64, 24 to 44 is 40 years. 40 times 40,000 that he was making per year equals $1.6 million. That was the economic hole that I was left in, again, at a young age. So talk about scarcity. Talk about not, no abundant mindset whatsoever. And how the heck am I going to dig myself out of this hole? But I'm here to tell you that there are ways to get out. So I didn't just study money. I had to survive without it. And I had to learn how to bring more into my life. So our beliefs are not installed. They're chosen. And therefore, because they're chosen, they can be rewritten. So the next thing I want to talk about is what triggers people back into a 9-to-5 job. Because our brains love the familiar. We love the comfortable. So have you ever met anyone who steps out, they start a business, they start to see some momentum, they start to make more money, they start to see some success, and they do something to sabotage it? Why would you do that? Because our bodies and our minds love the familiar. And, just as an aside, I'll tell you why I wanted to talk about mindset today, because I had a client. She was 60 years old. She had $300,000 in her IRA. She had some money in bonds that were earning 5% interest. And we did some needs analysis, so on and so forth. And she wanted $10,000 a month in retirement to continue to live the lifestyle that she had, be able to travel, never deprive herself of anything, whatever it might be. So $10,000 a month is the number that we came up with. Well, I said, if we just take your bonds that are earning 5% and we put them over here, now they're going to earn 10% guaranteed, and we're creating a tax-free bucket of wealth for you. And as far as your IRA, if we put it into this financial vehicle, you'll get a 25% bonus right off the bat. And the projection was that we would add an extra $118,000 to her IRA account. And the thing that was also great about this vehicle is that, of course, she's 60 years old. So as she gets older, if she can't do two activities of daily living, such as getting dressed or feeding herself or whatever it might be, the income would double. So just at the point where she might need some home health care or some extra help around the house or whatever it might be, her income would double and more than suffice to meet those extra needs. And by doing these things, I got her not to $10,000 a month, but to $17,000 a month. $7,000 more than she wanted. So inflation, taxes, need a new roof, whatever, she's covered, right? She's golden. And she waited a day or two, and I said, so where are you? Are you ready to proceed? She said, oh, I'm not going to do it. And I was just so dumbfounded that I actually called a colleague of mine, and I said, here's what I recommended. Did I miss something? Could I have done better? What do you think I did wrong? And he's like, you didn't do anything wrong, Wendy. You can't fix stupid. And I thought, but this woman isn't stupid. So that's when I started to delve into the mindset, because something inside her was thinking, that's too much money. I'm not comfortable with that. Or I don't deserve to have that much money. Or maybe I'm not worthy of that much money. And that's when I really started to get into mindset and go, okay, what's really going on in here? And what's going on in my mind that I'm not aware of? So some of the triggers that make us sabotage our financial freedom and go back to what's comfortable could be fear of instability. What if I step out and this doesn't work? Fear of visibility. What if I take that stage? What if I get on that platform? What if I write that book? People will see me. Will they judge me? Will they like me? Will they think I'm enough? And of course, there's fear of failure. And then there's fear of success. And there's fear of disappointing others. Well, if I make all this money, will I have to get all new friends? Will I still have the same friends? Will my friends still like me when I'm successful? So all of these things are playing around in the backs of our minds. And our brains will choose familiar struggle over unfamiliar success. So you're having this battle inside that's saying, I want freedom, but I've only known structure. So success is too scary. I'm going to stay in my 9-to-5 where I know what to do. I know what's expected of me, and I feel safe here. So we normalize the fears that we have because it's easy to normalize that rather than feel ashamed. And there's 7 self-sabotaging patterns that will block wealth and freedom. One of them is tying your worth to your productivity. Have you ever done this? I used to do this all the time, even as a young mom. I would justify my existence at the end of the day by going, okay, well, I did the laundry. I went to the grocery store. I cleaned the house. I cooked dinner. I did the dishes, et cetera, et cetera. And I would rehearse these things at the end of the day, like, okay, Wendy, good job. You validated, you know, the amount of oxygen you consumed today. How about avoiding money conversations? Because either you feel ashamed or you haven't done enough or you're not far along enough. I have to overcome that almost on a daily basis with my clients and tell them I'm a no judgment zone. Don't worry about it. We all make decisions based on the best information we have at the time. It's okay. And I will say this, they did a survey some years ago, and people said that they would rather have a root canal than talk to a financial professional. That's horrible. That's totally horrible. So not only am I the financial lion, but I'm also known as the fun financial lion. So trust and believe, if you do want to talk to me, it's not going to be painful. I promise it won't be like a root canal. So what are some other self-sabotaging things that we do? Oh, and by the way, the reason talking about money is a self-sabotage is because if you don't talk about it, how are you going to grow it? You know, if you don't go to someone that's a professional, how are you going to plan for your future when you don't even know what's available or what vehicles are out there or things like that, right? So it's important to talk about money and just tell your mind, no, we're doing this for our own good and it might be a little bit uncomfortable, but we're going to go do it anyway. Another one is imposter syndrome. Who am I to do this? I don't have enough education. I don't have enough experience. I don't have enough clients. I don't have enough success. Who am I to be up here doing this? And I'm not saying this about me, but I know many people that struggle with this. How about ancestral money patterns? Oh, we always, you know, there are some people that grow up and we just save, 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 and we never spend. And we live like we don't have 2 cents to rub together. Or we spend, 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 and we never save any money and we're always in debt. And whether we like these patterns or not, we mimic them because this is what we learned, right? Children live what they learn. And then there's that subconscious, you know, that old subconscious mind, the subconscious desire to struggle because chaos feels normal. Have you ever known someone? I knew a woman in my life, and whenever her life started to go a little too smoothly, she would purposely create some sort of chaos just to create chaos. She'd have her kitchen remodeled or whatever it might be, just because she couldn't deal with just a calm, easy routine in her daily life. So she created chaos because that was her familiarity. That's where she was comfortable. And we like to stay where we're comfortable, even when it's not good for us. So we got to get our mind out of that. It's only okay to stay where we're familiar, where things where we're used to, what's going on, where we know how to deal with what's going on, right? Or sabotaging when things get too good. Again, we can go back to that business owner that sees some success, gets to be in abundance, prosperity, and then has to go and self-sabotage it to get back to the comfortable, back to that familiar. And the last one, waiting to feel ready. And this is a form of self-sabotage because too often, especially if people want to step out in business, they're like, oh, I have to have the website. I have to have the mailing list. I have to have the funnel. I have to have a book. I have to do all these things before I can step out. No, you don't. No, you don't. There's a saying that says sloppy success is better than perfectly undone. So don't wait until you're ready. But I want to tell you, it's not your fault. These patterns are programmed responses, but they are absolutely changing. So let's start on the neuroscience of breaking free from this. Your thoughts are not random. They follow neural pathways that have been built over the years. And I will tell you, I've had the pleasure of working with some wonderful people. And every time, so one woman, she works with angels and guides and all this kind of stuff. And she's like, Wendy, you're like a hot air balloon. You're full of air. You're ready for takeoff, but you've got these cords that are tethering you to the earth. Okay, well, let's unravel all those cords. So we unravel all those cords and, things start taking off. I have an international best-selling book. I have a TV show. I have all this stuff going on, right? So I think, ah, that was it. And then I meet with someone else and they're like, oh, but you have this in your ancestral past. We need to clear that, get that out of the way. Okay, let's do that. And then I interview someone on my TV show and she says, oh, do you want to be my guinea pig? Like, we'll just go ahead and I'll show you what I do with my clients, but we'll just do it on you. I'm like, okay, fine. What you see is what you get. I don't mind being the guinea pig. So she has a system and she's like, oh, there's something on your grandmother's side, on your father's side with your grandmother. Well, let's get rid of that. And I'm like, nobody brought that up before. Oh, and then there's something that happened between you and your mom when you were 6 years old. And I'm like, okay, nobody brought that up before either. So that's cleared. Well, who knows? I might meet someone next week and they're like, no, you've got X, Y, and Z running in your programming in the back end. So this is a continuous process, but it's so worth it. And if you don't start the process, maybe it's ongoing. Maybe you'll have simpler issues than I did. And you'll be done, in a week or in a month or in a year or something like that. I've been working on this for a while. In fact, mindset is so important to me when it comes to building wealth and having the desire, the lifestyle that you desire, that I have a TV show called Wealth and Wisdom. And the whole show is built around not finance, because I'm the financial lion. I do give a financial tip of the day, but the whole show is predicated on getting rid of the locks, the blocks, the limiting beliefs, the mindsets, the self-sabotage, everything we're talking about here right today, so that my audience can heal, grow, and thrive and be truly wealthy in every area of life, mentally, emotionally, physically, relationally, and financially. Of course, I am the financial lion after all. But that's how important it is, because if I don't get your mind right and in a position to receive and to believe that you are worthy, that you do deserve it, then it doesn't, like that client I gave as an example, it doesn't matter what I can do for your future if you don't think you deserve it. So this is where the money is made. It's all made in your mind. This is the jumping off point to change the trajectory of your life. You change your mind, you change your life. So one of the things that we can do to get to that place, to get to the neuroscience of breaking free. Well, your mindset creates your beliefs. Your beliefs create your habits, and your habits determine your results. You can't build a wealthy life with a scarcity mindset. So you can see why I had to overcome all sorts of stuff to get to where I am today. And you don't rise to your goals, you fall back to your programming. So let's change that programming. Now, how do we do that? Well, one of the first things that we can do is have a vision for what we want our lives to be. And when I say vision, I don't mean just, oh, I hope I have a big house and maybe I live by the water and, you know, I have a horse, I'll make it up. Be specific. If you have a home by the water, can you hear the ocean? Can you hear the seagulls? Do you see people surfing? Do you see boats out there? Are you on a boat? Did you just step out of your private jet and get into a Bentley with a driver and you're driving to your home on the ocean? The more details that you can put into your vision, the more clarity, the more you feel it, and especially feel it, get excited. When you attach emotion to your intentions, it has that much more energy, more power to come to fruition. And in my book, I wrote a book called How to Live Like a Rockstar Tour Bus Optional. You don't need a tour bus, you just need a plan. And in that book, the other chapters are all like 10 pages long, building, you know, how you can build wealth and legacy and impact and all of these other wonderful things and have financial freedom. But you know what the first chapter is about? Mindset. And that first chapter is four times longer than any of the other ones. Because again, as I said, it all starts in your mind. So get your mind going and get your mind working on your behalf. So when you do this and you have that vision, you know, quantum physics says, if you can envision it, you can create it. Because if you can't create it, you wouldn't be able to envision it. So that vision is very important. And then comes self-image, your emotional mastery. Know when you see yourself falling back into those old familiar behaviors and habits. Have confidence around money. Learn to make money your friend. Never chase money. You know, if you chase a dog, what happens? It runs away, right? So we don't chase money, but we do want to attract money. We want to invite money, and we want to allow abundance and prosperity into our lives. And remove that old programming and then create new internal success thinking. Create new neural pathways in your brain. And turn those into the freeways. And the more that you create these new neural pathways, the less your mind is going to go on to the old ones. And eventually those old ones will just become like old dirt roads that aren't used very often. So now that we have your new money identity, how do you become the rock star version of yourself? And again, when I say rockstar, I'm not talking about the chaos, the confusion, the drama, or the craziness that goes on a tour bus. But start to visualize, who am I when I'm financially free? Who are you? Who are you with? Who do you hang out with? Who are you really? Really get that in your mind. And then what future do you truly desire? How do you feel when money is no longer a stress in you? Imagine what that would be. And what routines do you have? So when I say visualize your day and put as much detail in it as you can, what are you doing during that day? Are you taking a walk? Are you going for a drive? Are you going for a boat ride? What are you doing in the course of that day? The more that you can, as I said, add details, emotion, and truly visualize it, you might just meet your future self who's saying, hey, so glad you're finally here. Now, you don't have to keep repeating the same story. If something that I said today stirred in you or made you feel seen or heard or understood, I would love to take a journey with you and get you to
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session as we transition to our next expert. Remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.